1600.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah.
I'm still checking out all the people in my graduating class online.
See, you're finding love.
No, I ain't finding love. I got the love part handled.
Past love.
No, I'm all good there.
Anti-love.
Anti-love?
No.
Wouldn't that be the opposite of love?
So anyway, if you missed the earlier portion of the show, Mike Hell did a gargantuan, created a huge list of resources for those that are looking for others. It doesn't have to be looking for love. You know,
no.
Classmates, looking for a better job,
looking
a good
for
time.
Fellow gamers online. There's
yes.
A whole gaming
right.
Thing.
All right, shall we go back to the phones and see if we can help, who is next there? Keith, Joe, who's next? Joe! Oh, that's right.
He has the custom computer with the custom option of self-reboot.
Yes.
That's quality you can afford right there, huh? So
not
tell,
when it
tell
happens
us
in the middle of a program.
Tell us how you got there.
Well, it started a couple of weeks ago when the computer monitor times out for energy saving.
Yes.
The computer went off, so I thought maybe it was the monitor. I shut the monitor off, and the computer still rebooted.
Now, it literally reboots right in the middle?
Right. Well, it first started, didn't do it in the middle. Then now it's starting in the middle of a program.
Is there any relationship to how long it's been on?
No, because I turned it on. Well, one thing that happens now in the last couple of days, when I turn it on in the morning, it takes about 2 minutes before it boots up.
Wow.
And then it'll boot, and then you're working in it, and then she starts in this. I just went down just now. The picture, the monitor went blank, and she's rebooting.
Hey, she. I like how you call it a she. Hey, Joe, did you custom built this thing, or did somebody custom built it for you?
My brother-in-law used to be in the business, and he built it for us.
Used to be. That's not a good sign.
Well, he had his own shop. They were delivering.
Yeah, you definitely have any number of problems here. It could be a physical hardware problem, like a bad memory module, and every time you trip across that segment of bad memory, it causes the machine to reboot.
Generally, the self-reboots are hardware issues. That's why I was asking kind of where you bought this or who built it, because you're going to have to go back to that.
933/133.
So this thing's been around for a while.
It's 3 years old.
Okay. The power supply itself, the thing that converts the alternating current, the AC, the high voltage into low voltage.
You know what we're starting to see a lot of all of a sudden is older machines, 2-3 years old, that have blown capacitors.
Uh-huh.
And it's a component on the board, on the motherboard, but these capacitors, when they blow, they kind of explode a little bit, and you can actually physically see this, and they start to lock up or reboot and do these kinds of things. So that's a real common thing with machines of that age.
You can also check to make sure that the fan that cools the CPU off, make sure that is spinning, because if it builds up enough heat, it will cause the machine to reboot.
Okay.
You know, if you've got extra memory modules in there, you can try removing go down to
I
the...
I got one stick of 256.
Okay, then you can't take that out, because...
Is there anything you added recently to the machines that...
The only thing I've done is gone to Norton's... Internet Security 2004.
Get rid of it.
Oh.
You can try. I doubt that's going to be the source of this kind of trouble. I was asking more, have you added any add-in cards, added any memory,
no.
Changed the hard drive, done anything hardware-wise inside the machine?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, that Internet's 2004, any Norton 2004 products on an older machine like that, you're running like Windows 98?
Yes.
Yeah, we're starting to see a lot of people have a lot of problems because it's just bloated software. And it's just completely overruling your computer. That's a separate issue from your rebooting. But generally, you'll notice a performance hit when you install these newer programs in older machines.
The other problem I've been having, been losing files right along here. I can't use my printer. Started 3 days ago. Where
you've definitely got some hardware problems, and it's going to be in one of the main couple of three components that you're going to need somebody who can troubleshoot that and exchange things out until they find the culprit.
Can your brother-in-law help you or not?
Maybe.
Yeah, he's going to be the best person to go to if he built it for you.
Yeah.
So he's going to have some familiarity with the individual components. But you definitely sound like you're having a hardware problem, and it's old enough that you know you may find that going through all this grief and trying to replace components is not cost effective. Because the new computers are, you know, fairly inexpensive.
Yeah, a great example. If it's something like the motherboard or mainboard in that machine, to replace that is going to be difficult to find a motherboard that's going to, you know, support all the old stuff you have. So a lot of times that turns into, well, we're going to replace the mainboard and the memory, and oh yeah, the CPU won't fit anymore, and this kind of CPU now needs a different kind of power supply, and pretty soon you've talked yourself into a whole new system.
Plus then you got to reload Windows.
Yes.
It gets ugly.
I'm running a 300 watt power supply.
Well, 300 watt made in Taiwan power supply?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably, because you know what happened to me like 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago when I went to the consumer or the Comdex, the computer show, and met with these suppliers of these power supplies? I said, I'm looking for very high quality, very high wattage power supplies. And they said, oh, no problem. And they went back behind the counter and came back out and had a big roll of of stickers. So you put sticker on whatever you want.
Whatever quality you want.
It's like, wait a minute, no, I want the actual power supply to actually do what the sticker says. So you can't really trust a lot of what you're reading there, too. So, but it's not the amount of power that it can convert for you.
Uh-huh.
It just may be faulty.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? But the problem is you're going to have to go through and troubleshoot all these things, and it gets kind of ugly.
Lots of possibilities there.
All right. Otherwise, we'll go take it into your place.
Well, I'm not sure that we want it either. What do you think, Brandon?
Yeah, well, that's always an option there. But if you want the free option, you can go try back with your brother.
Yeah.
Or the pay option, you're going to need somebody who knows what they're doing a little bit, so there's an option there.
And really, an evaluation has to be made because of the age of the machine. Does it make sense to put any money into it at all, or does it make more sense to hold off and just take that money and put it towards a new computer?
Yeah.
Because the new computers with Windows XP is so much more stable. It's less likely to allow you to stick a fork in your head.
Yeah.
There's just so many reasons to think about going to a new machine. But we can help you evaluate that if you'd like.
Okay.
All right?
Well, thanks very much.
All right, Joe, good luck.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, those kind of older machines, hardware problems, rebooting. Boy.
Those are always tough ones. And Joe, I think you're probably still listening out there, but it's definitely going to be somewhere in that hardware arena 99.9% of the time with something like that.
And the worst part is it's hardware and it's intermittent. So it's, you may think you got it fixed, and then a week later it starts doing it again. So it gets kind of ugly there. So, all right, who's next?
Who is next?
Anybody? Anyone?
Mike has another system booting problem, computer problem thing.
Along the same way, huh?
Kind of. It doesn't reboot. Whenever I fire up my computer, about 75% of the time, right before it goes into Windows XP, it runs check disk.
Yeah, because it doesn't like something.
What that usually means is either the machine, it doesn't think it was shut down properly the last time you turned it off, or it thinks that there's some kind of problem, and each time it's running through and it's finding maybe what we call bad sectors.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as it sees a problem with the disk, it runs this check disk program, then boots into Windows. So it's either a sign of a hard drive going bad, or the machine's not shutting down properly. Either way, there's a problem that needs to kind of be resolved there. It's more the symptom of something else.
Okay. Well, it started right after I added a serial ATA drive, and it ran fine for a while.
Was the controller on the motherboard for that serial ATA? Did you add a third-party controller?
No, it was on the motherboard. It's an Intel board.
Okay.
I got that just because they're supposed to be pretty rock solid.
Uh-huh.
It did it for a little while, and then all of a sudden I couldn't boot. I was booting off the serial ATA board.
Did you go into the BIOS and mess with any of the settings in there for the serial ATA controller?
Just to enable it when I put in the...
But you didn't get in there and tweak things and...
Oh, no.
Change timing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like I said, most likely it's either a drive, and it's possible with new drives that sometimes they come bad. It's either a sign of a drive going bad or, like I said, the machine not shutting down. That's 99% of the time it's one of those things.
Okay. Have you looked at, have you run ScanDisk in the, when Windows actually loads so it can show you graphically?
Yes, I did.
The bad sectors and what have you?
I've got that one broken into... I'm brain dead right now. Into two partitions.
Okay.
And I ran it on each partition, and it flip flops which partition it does it in. And when I run check disk, it's fine.
Wait a minute. What flip flops?
Which partition? It shows the. It says it's checking it for consistency.
Okay.
And it flip flops between which partition it on that drive it's doing. And sometimes it'll check one and then say it's checking the other for consistency.
Okay.
Now, I had the other hard drive for about 2 months, and then it just went down about a week and a half ago. And I replaced the hard drive, brand new hard drive, different brand, and it's doing the same thing.
Okay, well then the problem could be that the controller on this motherboard's got a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some different things to look at there, but something definitely, again, hardware-wise, was this built by you or by someone?
Oh, by me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, normally I'd say take it back to where you bought it, but if you built it yourself, then this is kind of some of the fun of building.
He can take it back to himself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got to kind of troubleshoot. What if this was in our shops, what we would do, honestly, is probably take your drive out and put it in one of our known good machines to see if the problem follows the drive or stays with the machine.
Okay.
Then if so, we'd probably take and try another motherboard in your machine with all your components, and then be able to quickly narrow down which is the culprit.
But it would have to be the identical motherboard, or else it starts to load a bunch of new drivers, and then all bets are off.
Yeah, I was thinking about going out and buying a cheap motherboard, but a cheap motherboard brings its own new realm of problems.
Yes.
Yeah, and when the words cheap and motherboard, I would not put together. It is the platform that everything else sits on, and Intel is a good brand. We build most of our machines with Intel brand motherboards.
Mm-hmm. You have more than one ATA controller on there, don't you? Serial ATA?
Yeah, it's got two different ports.
You can try maybe switching over to see if that makes any difference.
Can I hook into the second one and leave the first one open?
You should be able to go in the BIOS. It depends on how that thing's set up. Yeah, I think you can enable them individually.
Yeah, or leave them both enabled, and it should have some options to boot to the second drive first, things like that. So you can give it a shot. It won't hurt to try.
Okay.
And Mike, when you take this thing back to yourself...
Yes.
Be nice to yourself.
Well, I almost threw it out the window, and the wife was going to have to bring it back to me.
In fact, go further than be nice to yourself. Love yourself.
Yes, today's the day to love.
Oh, good point.
Right. And then if nothing else, make sure your homeowner's insurance policy is up to snuff, and then take it outside and accidentally run
barbecue
over.
Time!
just accidentally run over it on the way to the computer store. Oh, shucky darn.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, hopefully this gives you some...
We're going to be brought into the insurance fraud lawsuit now.
You think?
For giving the advice.
I don't know. It's not fraud.
We got one segment left when we return here on the computer corner. No free lines open, so we won't give that.
Right.
If you missed any part of the show, or if you want to catch up, if you want to check out past shows, the audio archives... You want links to the Lovin' a Modulator stuff we talked about today? You want to sign up for our newsletter, all that stuff at datadoctors.com.
And if you want to hear what Frank, a valuable listener of ours, has to say about the holiday issue, the Outlook holiday fix for the earlier question about how do we get the holidays working in Outlook, inquiring minds want to know. Stay tuned. We have the fix from listener Frank.
And from Joe, too.
And from Joe.
Stick around. More Computer Corner when we return.
Are you looking for the best deal on a new mattress?
Then don't miss Sleep America's huge President's Day sale.
For just three more days, you get Sleep America's terrific clearance sale savings and special financing.
No down payment, no interest, and no payment.
For a full year on approval of credit as long as you pay in full before the one-year free interest period is up.
But remember, this special President's Day sale double offers.
Clearance sale savings and no down payment, no interest, and no payments for a full year only lasts for three more days at Sleep America.
Clearance savings on all the best brands. Selected Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Spring Air, Kingsdown, Nature's Rest Latex Mattresses, Select Comfort.
Savings up to $700. Twin mattresses start at $79. Queen sets at $179.
Plus no down payment, no interest, and no payments for a full year.
Don't miss this incredible double offer.
During Sleep America's President's Day sale.
Where America goes to live.
There's only three more days for clearance sale savings and 12-month interest-free financing. See store for details. Call 1-888-94-SLEEP.
Who are the guys that get things done when the going gets tough? You know who. The facilities manager and the contractors he works with. They get you what's needed when it's needed. Why? Because they partner with their local Grainger. With tens of thousands of products in stock, it takes just one phone call, one click, or one conversation with a knowledgeable Grainger rep to get anything from lighting to motors to hand tools within 24 hours. With more ways to order, more products and parts, and a can-do attitude you won't find anywhere else, the local Grainger provides fast backup with just about anything you need. Together, they make one heck of a team.
Stop by Grainger now for great deals on products to clean and organize your workspace, like the DeWalt vac for $99 or the Westward tool chest for $31.99. Get to the Grainger nearest you by the end of February.
Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Discounts valid on Grainger catalog, each prices only.
Bell Road Kia. Match your cash up to $2,500 at Bell Road Kia, and you keep the rebate. Big Bell Road Kia, 21st Street and East Bell Road.
This is the big one. The largest car sale inventory of the year. The Two Valley Mega Ford dealers have combined new and used inventories and tagged hundreds with special President's Day discounts.
Bell Ford on the west side and Birch Ford on the east side have clearly marked rows and rows of new Fords with discounts of $5,000, $6,000, even $8,000 off.
Plus, over $6 million of used cars and trucks have also been tagged with unbelievable discounts through President's Day. Plus, 0% for up to 60 months will be available during this huge sale event.
And get this. Purchase any new Ranger or F-150 at Birch Ford or Belford this long weekend, and they'll give you a DVD player free.
Imagine hundreds of new Fords with specially tagged discounts of $5,000, $6,000, even $8,000 off. Rows and rows of used vehicles with huge discounts, and get a free DVD player.
Yeah, this is the big one, and it's going on now through Monday only, and only at the Two Valley Mega Dealers. Belford at I-17 and Bell Road, and Birch Ford, US 60 and Mesa Drive. OAC, restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
And I would do anything for love. I'd run.
You got a cold too?
No.
The greatest thing about this song.
Yeah. But I won't do that.
Right.
I won't do that.
Exactly.
I'm not going to do it, Michael. I won't do that.
You have to.
You're listening to the Computer Corner. It's the show that asks you, is it ethical for a anti-spam company to use spam to sell their product?
Help combat spam by clicking this link.
Join the Alliance Against Unwanted Mail. That's, I got a spam message. And, of course, when I go there, they are trying to sell me an anti-spam program. Now, what are they thinking?
They're going to put themselves out of business. If they're successful.
Want to get rid of spam messages like the one we sent you to come here to buy this product? I don't know, some people. Some people's kids. All right, if you missed any part of our Love and a Modulator show earlier in the year. Year.
Show.
Boy, that medication. You can see all the links that we have to getting in touch with old friends and new friends on our website, datadoctors.com.
You can reach out and touch someone.
Yeah, okay.
And thanks to Frank and Joe, who sent in Outlook Fix. Somebody earlier on in the show asked, hey, I've got Outlook, but all my holidays aren't there. And apparently if the holidays weren't in Outlook, he couldn't actually take the day off.
Yes.
And Frank and Joe both sent in, basically there's a fix available, I guess, if you're running Outlook 2000.
Yes, apparently at the end of 2002, the holidays are no longer there.
And you can get a fix. If you just go do a little quick search, I'm sure, at Google and Outlook holiday, or Outlook 2000 holiday fix, you'll probably find a link right to the thing. Also, it'll be included in course, of course.
In our follow-up newsletter.
In our follow-up newsletter. Or there's, if you're at Windows Update, you know the place we tell you to go all the time to update Windows? If you look over on the left, there's something called Office Update, and I'm sure it would probably solve that problem as well.
Yeah, but you know, Microsoft's website, you got to kind of search around. So we'll provide a link right to it. And if you you use this add-in, it'll update your calendar holidays from 2003 till 2007. So we won't get that question until 2007 now.
Maybe we'll remember in 2007.
Not likely.
I will. You'll be too old to remember.
What?
Huh?
Who's next?
I think Barry is next, if I can find him. There he is.
Barry.
Hey, guys.
You have a machine that's cold?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, I also had a notebook last week that you guys told me to uninstall a program that I had on a partitioned hard drive, and God bless you, it's working wonderfully.
Great.
So that's that, but this is this.
This is this. Oh, we got two for two now, huh?
Yeah, and I'm really feeling like it's old because this one was a 97. It's a Windows 98 model, but it was bought in 97.
Wow.
But anyway, what is a fat on drive C that this thing can't read?
Fat!
Yeah.
It needs to go on the Atkins diet, my friend.
Yeah. That's right. It's a very low-protein diet that computer's on. You want to tackle this, CCAB, now that you're joining us here in the studio?
You can tell us what fat stands for. At least start there.
File allocation table.
Well, my scan disk encountered a data error while reading it.
That's not good.
That should tell you everything you need to know. A data error while reading the fat.
Yeah. That's not.
What do you need us for?
That's not encrypted or anything, is it?
It's sitting there locked up at 2% complete.
Yeah, you might want to be careful here. Since this machine is of the age that you're saying it is,
mm-hmm.
running ScanDisk or Defrag on an older drive that's having some issues
mm-hmm.
can actually cause it to explode all of the data to where it's no good anymore.
Mm.
Before you do anything, back up your critical data if there is anything on there.
Okay, how can I do that when I can't get Windows to...
That is
That's a good question.
That is the question.
How can we do that as easy, but how can you do that as the tough one?
Yeah, normally we transfer it into another machine so that we can just do a raw transfer.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you have another computer available, that's probably not an option for you.
Oh, I have several.
Yeah, you'd have to remove the drive, and this is if you're not real comfortable with the inside of a computer, I'm not suggesting you do this, but you'd have to remove it from the old machine and put it in as a secondary drive in another machine,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd boot to the other machine's normal drive,
mm-hmm.
and then you can just copy off the stuff you want.
Okay, and if I took this over to Arrowhead?
Yeah, they can do that for you. Burn it to CDs.
They can put on CDs or transfer it to another drive or do whatever you'd like with it.
Okay.
As long as you can identify the stuff that you want. that's usually where the problem comes in. I know I want stuff on there. I
want everything in my documents and my old email and on this and that. Why don't you get the whole drive?
the first time this thing did it, it started to do a defrag.
Yeah. Unfortunately, and we see this all the time, we get emails to our data recovery department every single day, and they're saying, my machine started making noise, so I tried to run ScanDisk, and no!
I threw Barry on hold. If you need more, we'll get to you right
we'll
finish up here.
Keith as well. We'll give him private tutoring right off the air there.
We can do that.
Yeah. If you have a drive, if you get nothing else from today's show, if you've got a drive that's making noise, acting funny, going goofy, do not say, I'll just run ScanDisk and have it fixed. It may fix it, but in 9 times out of 10, you're going to blitz that data because it's the drive's not performing properly, so be careful.
It's the Computer Corner. If you missed any part of the show, you know the place, datadoctors.com, and Ken Colburn, C.Cab, Mike Valdivia, and Brandon Disney reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
There are lots of reasons.